In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, Shahid Mustafa Chamran. Dear listeners, Shahid Mustafa Chamran was born in 1311 in the Iranian calendar in Tehran. In 1336 in the Iranian calendar, he graduated in the field of electronics and began teaching in the university. Shahid Chamran was the top student in all the courses of his study, and in 1337 in the Iranian calendar, he won a scholarship and moved to the United States. After conducting many scientific studies, he was able to obtain his doctorate degree in one of the best universities there, meaning University of California, Berkeley. Shahid Chamran was one of the first members of the Islamic Student Association of the University of Tehran. During the time of the Shah, he fought hard against the Shah's despotism and authoritarianism. While in America, for the first time, he formed the Islamic Student Association of America and was one of the founders of the Institute of Iranian Students in California. Due to the activities he did in America as member of the Islamic Student Association, his scholarship was taken by the Shah's regime. After the bloody uprising of Khordad 15th in 1342 in the Iranian calendar, and the apparent suppression of the popular movement of Iranians under the leadership of Imam Khomeini, he took bold and decisive measures, and along with some of his friends, he went to Egypt for 2 years and learned guerrilla warfare. He became the best learner and immediately became in charge of teaching Iranian guerrilla forces. After the death of Jamal Abdel Nasser, Shahid Mustafa Chamran traveled to Lebanon to establish a guerrilla unit there to teach Iranians guerrilla warfare and tactics. Now we will listen to Imam Khamenei, who will talk about Shahid Chamran.
چند کلمه درباره شهید چمران صحبت کنیم. اولا یک دانشمند بود. ایشون یکی از دو نفر برترین.
Let's say a few words about Shahid Chamran. Firstly, he was an intellectual. He was considered one of the two best students at his university, faculty, and in his field of study. He was talented, he was an artist, he was a top-class photographer. He had a pleasant heart. He had not studied theoretical mysticism. He might not have been educated by anyone in a course on Tawheed or spiritual wayfaring, but his heart was a heart searching for Allah. A pleasant heart, a seeker of Allah, a man of whispered prayers, a man searching for the meaning of life.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. When Shahid Chamran traveled to Lebanon with the help of Imam Musa Sadr, the leader of Lebanese Shiites, he laid the foundation for the movement of the disinherited and the ML party. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, and after 23 years of immigration in foreign countries, Shahid Chamran returned to Iran. He used all his revolutionary and scientific experience to the benefit of the Islamic Revolution. He risked his day and night for the revolution in the position of the deputy of the prime minister, and in order to quickly and decisively put an end to the issue of Kurdistan. When he was in Pave, Kurdistan, all hopes were lost and only a few soldiers were sieged by armed enemies. Most of the soldiers and guards of the Islamic Republic were massacred and the entire city lay in the hands of the enemy. Shahid Chamran courageously managed to resist the enemy forces and with his selfless efforts was able to save the lives of many soldiers and save the city from its fall. Then, the revolutionary order of Imam Khomeini was issued. Imam Khomeini seized the commander-in-chief position and ordered the army to go to Pave in 24 hours and the commandership of the region be entrusted to Shahid Chamran. In 15 days, the cities and strategic routes of Kurdistan were seized by the forces of the Islamic Revolution, and Kurdistan was saved from an acute danger. The Muslim people of Kurdistan received this victory with joy and jubilation.
بزرگترین اصل اساسی انقلاب تغییر و تحول درونی در انسان هاست. همچنان که می خواهیم
The greatest principle in a revolution is bringing changes into humans and internalizing those changes. As we wish to undertake the devil and intend to change the system, humans also will need to make changes in their inside, heart and soul. Otherwise, this revolution will become useless. Thus, we conclude that it is not only the formalities and materials which are important, but rather it is the spiritual change in people which sets the ground for a revolution and then brings victory. This is the greatest and most significant image of a revolution. And as for the Islamic Revolution of Iran, it is this image and spiritual change in people which has taken place. During the time of revolution in Iran, you saw how the greatest change happened and became internalized in people, a kind of change we had never seen before in the world.
که در هیچ کجای دنیا سابقه نداشت.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. Shahid Chamran returned to Tehran after the great victory in Kurdistan. He was installed as the Minister of Defense by Imam Khomeini. In his new position, he made great efforts to transform the army from a Taghuti system into an Islamic one. He made some reforms in the army, which made it a defendant of Islamic and revolutionary values. Shahid Chamran was also a member of the Iranian Islamic Consultative Assembly, known as the Majlis or the Iranian Parliament. He also made great efforts under this post and sought to devise laws which would further Islamize different organs of Iran, especially the army. During the Iran-Iraq War, when Shahid Chamran was in Ahvaz, and after the enemies lost any hope in capturing Ahvaz, Saddam was very hopeful of capturing Susangird. Shahid Chamran organized the army and the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, or Sepah, forces, and attacked the enemies who had laid siege to the city of Susangird. A fierce and bloody fight took place. Shahid Chamran once again showed his courage and bravery and attacked the enemy to save his comrades from the enemies. He was wounded. Afterwards, he went to Tehran to meet with Imam Khomeini. He gave a report of what happened. Imam Khomeini prayed for him and his fellow warriors. Finally, Shahid Chamran was martyred in Delaviye on June 21, 1981, during the war with Iraq. He was buried in Behisht Zahra Cemetery in Tehran. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks.
اما انسان‌های ما به آن درجه تکاملی نرسیده‌اند که وجود او را هضم کنند، بتوانند عدل و داد او را تحمل کنند، بتوانند نظام مقدس اسلامی او را.
Humans have not yet reached the level of perfection to handle Imam Mahdi's existence, to tolerate his justice, and to accept a system of Islamic governance. And now we have the duty to accelerate this process of change inside us. Then we can reach that level of perfection in our community, which ensures Imam al-Mahdi for his reappearance and enables him to administer the ultimate justice in the world and to create the utopia which was aimed by mankind from the very beginning of their life on earth. You know that the utopia, where cruelty and oppression have no place, and rather justice is everywhere, is something desired and wished by all people and all nations. Since past times, thinkers have been always waiting for the existence and advent of such a utopia. However, despite all these thoughts, the thinking systems, all these nations and these thinkers, the only one who could bring this utopia to mankind is Imam al-Mahdi, whose existence and reappearance are proved by many traditions and hadiths. We are certain of the fact that Imam al-Mahdi is present among us and is living with us. He can see us, but we cannot see him. This is us, our hearts and soul covered by sins, and thus we are unable to feel his sacred existence. It is not him who is absent. Indeed, it is us who are absent.
In Mahatim, ke qalb ma va ruh ma az bar gunahan poshide shode ast va banabarin qadir nistim ke wujood mubarakash ra dard konim. او از ما غیبت نکرده است، ما هستیم که از او غیبت کرده ایم.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Chamran. You can visit our website, which is parstoday.com, or you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, goodbye.